You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out a bad seat, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake, I hope you do, but all my friends that come around, flights and flight to party, open rants on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, town to town, my brain's splattered all over Manhattan, shadooby shake out. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4CBS is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Rick Caro will join us on Sports Business at 40 past this hour. 1103 East, the Yammer is back on a bench in the biggest way possible. Mike Yam from the Pac-12 Network out on the west side. 1220 East, 920 West. Kyle Goon covers the Lakers for the Southern Cali News Group. He'll join us to talk about Boogie Cousins, who tore his left ACL during a scrimmage today. He was balling. And it continues this guy's nightmare. The injury plagued 2 years that he's been through. He came back from an Achilles. And then nobody wanted him, right? He finally cuts a deal with the Lakers and tore his quad in the playoffs. So, obviously, he's had that injury, and now he blows out his knee. He signed a one-year deal with the Lakers in the offseason. Is his career over? Do you believe that he'll ever amount to a hill of beans again with a torn Achilles and a torn ACL? Is it the same leg? I don't know if that's what, you know.
I'm not sure. I'll have to check.
So you wonder about these things now, right? Like these guys didn't, what happened with Durant? He had the calf, then the Achilles blew.
Right.
You know, a lot of these things, I'm just saying that, you know, the calf, the Achilles, up to the knee, it's all part of, you have no idea, but it's like all part of the structure and muscle in that goes up your leg. It's crazy that you can have these injuries. It's just insane that it's happened to him. And I have to think that he's going to be really damaged goods moving forward.
Yeah, I think that that's the biggest thing.
He'll never get paid again either.
I'm not saying that he's never going to play in the NBA again. You know, I think that he will eventually play in the NBA
again. A lot of guys have come back from torn
but
both.
I don't know now if he'll ever get back to the explosive player that we saw before the 2018 injury. And in the playoffs this year, when he had that calf injury and you were saying he looks bad, I was kind of defending him saying he's still just a year off this. He hasn't had a lot of time. Wait till this offseason when he has time to really heal up and get ready. And I was expecting him to have a big year this year. And
he was balling.
Yeah, he's just hurt again.
He was like street balling in the Bahamas with a bunch of guys like 2 weeks ago. Now he's in L.A. He blows out his knee. He's been balling. He's been in great shape. He's lost weight. He's ripped. He's cut. And then this happens. And now he's just absolutely toast. I mean, that's a year right there.
That is. And this guy, I mean, maybe longer because given how old he is and how long he's had to come back from these other injuries, like they just keep compiling. Maybe, you know, now he doesn't take the chance of trying to rush back. Because rushing back is what hurt the quad last year and probably maybe even contributed to this, trying to do too much before he was fully ready. But, you know, 2 years ago, this guy was about to sign a five-year, $175 million max deal. Last year got $5 million for the 1 year. This year is getting $3 million. What's he going to get after this? I mean, he was going to get going from $25 million a year to 5, 3, and now
he'll be
knows?
Lucky now. He's going to be like, in my view, he'll be like Melo. He won't be able to find a job, right? Bottom line, you know what I mean? Because there's so many players, really, that are, frankly, looking for gigs that are healthy and that are young. So they have no mercy. If you're an old dude with blown out wheels, you're forget it.
He's gonna have to really prove it now. This is gonna be another year now. You know, next year.
Remember when he was in Sacramento, how great he was, and then in New Orleans, he was great too. And
yeah,
then now
together were awesome.
But now he doesn't even matter.
You might have to go play like Big Three next summer just to prove that he's back healthy and ready to go.
I just have to say, I've said this before on the show. I thought when he played with the Warriors, he sucked.
I mean, he barely got to play with him, and when he did, he was still recovering from that first injury.
You know, that's not my problem. I'm just saying he wasn't the same guy in Golden State. Well, I mean, he was half the guy he was. He just never amounted to a hill of beans. Remember the night we were in Vegas? He actually looked good that night. Do you remember when he came back, his first game back? Remember he had like 16 points, and he had a couple of block shots and some big rebounds, some dimes. He was dropping some dimes. You remember that game he played that night? And then from there, it just kind of... in my view, went downhill. Preseason femball tonight in the NFL. Eagles 24-10 all over the Jags and Jacks. The Jets have taken the lead on the Falconies down in Hottown 16-10. This kid Falk played at Washington State. He threw a touchdown pass to give the Jets the lead. There's 10 minutes left there. Bengals and Redskins in D.C. tied at 13s. I'm watching this one as we speak. The Ravens are beating the Packers with 9.5 left, 26-13 in the Charm City. The Raiders were up big in this game. Like, I think they were up, what was it, 26-0 they were leading in that game?
Now I believe so. At least 23-0.
Now it's 26-13 with 9 minutes left in the third, so that one's not done yet. Carver High mentioning to me earlier that there's just a bunch of stiffs playing that nobody knows who they are. It's
these
terrible
games are unwatchable.
Football. Unwatchable.
They're unwatchable, these games. They
unwatchable.
Are. And after the first quarter of a game like this, like, you need a card, like a sheet with numbers and stuff like the announcers have to tell who's who on the field.
We need a spotter.
It's so embarrassing. How people pay regular season prices for the tickets to these games. I feel so
how
bad.
How stupid are you?
For the poor saps that have to actually pay to go to these games.
The Indians are putting it on the Yankees tonight in a boogie down 19-4 in the eighth. Cubs lead the Phillies 5-3 in the ninth. Reds lead the Cardinals 2-0 in the ninth. Mets 10-3 over the Braves in the eighth. Twins 12-3 over the Rangers in the sixth. Giants 2-0 over the D-backs in the second. White Sox Angels underway scoreless in Anaheim. So Cali Cal. Astros, A's scoreless bottom one. Mariners beat the Tigers 7-2. Marlins upset the Dodgers 13-7. Bellinger hit his 40th in that game, but they lost. Racing legend Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family survive, incredibly, a plane crash in Tennessee near Bristol. Is that where it was? What happened, Carver High?
Yeah, I believe he was flying to Bristol for the races or there this weekend. It seems like from reading the report, that I guess the plane was landing, and it overshot.
Ooh,
it seems that way, and it hit a fence.
Ooh,
there was nothing left of the plane, and that could have happened, of course, when they all got out of it, obviously. But man, survive. It's just it's
his
crazy
wife,
when you look at that plane.
His wife Amy and daughter Isla, or I think her name is.
And I like they had to put out a little announcement tonight. You know, he's not going to announce the game, you know, the race this weekend.
Gee, you think?
You think so? He just survived a plane crash.
There you go. And I guess the pilot survived as well?
Yes, all five people on board survived. The two pilots and the family.
Do you feel, you remember
and
when
the dog is okay.
I said that in the newsroom, I said his dad, many people believe that his dad was God. Do you believe that his dad is God now?
I might.
I mean, honestly, how do you survive a plane crash? His dad, of course, died driving into the wall at Daytona, right? So am I wrong about that? Was it Daytona or Talladega?
Yes, I believe it.
I think it was Daytona. But anyway, a two-time Daytona 500 winner, 26 Cup Series win, 15-time most popular driver. He's basically God's gift to racing. Survives a plane crash today in Tennessee. Our thoughts are with him, his family, and his friends and colleagues and everybody in NASCAR. More trouble for Conor McGregor's video services on TMZ of him punching a guy in a bar in Dublin over a proper 12 whiskey dispute. Apparently, Carver High has the details. The guy wanted no part of his proper 12 whiskey shot.
Yeah, it seemed like Conor walked up to one guy who was sitting at the bar, was a friend of his. Like, he gave him a hug, you know, slapped him five. And then he starts throwing his arms in the air, like, to the bartender, like, give me the proper 12. You know, there was no audio on the video,
right.
So we don't know what's being said.
Right.
And he gets all these cups lined up, and he's pouring shots of proper 12 for everybody. And there's one gentleman in the video who's just, he doesn't want anything
wasn't
to do
having
with
it.
Wasn't having the proper 12. So one, he pushed the cup away once. And then Conor puts it back, and then the guy pushed it away again. And they all have the shot, like everything's fine. And who knows if the guy said something? He had to have. He couldn't have just cold-cocked him because he didn't want
to
drink his whiskey.
Come on.
I know we want to get on this guy, but
he
must have said, I don't want your Pharrell and whiskey or whatever, you know.
Right.
He had to have said something, but Conor gives him just a little blast, right, you know, to the jaw. I mean,
right into the eye socket.
Like, honestly.
He got him right in the left side of his face.
Like, he could not have done that because the guy didn't want the whiskey. He had to have said
something.
We
got a lot to talk about tonight. We'll talk about Diaz, who's fighting on Saturday. Nate Diaz is back at the Octagon. He hasn't fought in 3 years since he fought Conor McGregor. We'll talk about that next. Rick Haro tonight, the Yammer, Mike Gam, Pac-12 Network, Kyle Goon, Cali News Group. Talking about Boogie Cousin. That's all happening on a bench. 855-212-4CBS to get benched.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. Don't forget to tell your friends about radio.com. They carry the show. So does the CBS Sports app and the SiriusXM app. All of those apps carry all 4 hours of the show. No more preemption madness. Seriously, just get those apps for free and rock it. You know what I mean? Like, is it really that hard? Caleb in Washington, Pennsylvania, outside of Pittsburgh, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, my man.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man, Pittsburgh loves you.
Sweet.
Favorite radio host of all time, man.
Love it there. That's my hometown, son.
Love it, man. Hey. I have a good feeling about the Steelers this year. Just want to know how you feel about them, man. Drama's out, ready to go.
I think the key to their season from the jump is the drama's gone. Everything's normal. Hopefully normalcy will pay off in concert with winning and being successful. Because I thought that with all the Bell and Brown drama last year that they were actually a terrible – you can quote me on that, a terrible team. They really were. I mean, the games like the Denver game when you throw the pick at the 1 yard line in the end zone and lose, and all these losses they had were so ugly. Every game, right? The New Orleans game, all the games that were so ugly. I just thought they were a bad football team. They were never good. They were never good. Like, they blew the opener right up 21-7 in the pouring rain in Cleveland. You blow that game, you end up with a tie. From day one, their season I thought was bad. So the fact that they have none of this drama is, I think, a fresh start for them. I mean, let's face facts. They've always been tough. They've always been a winner. They really have. It's been very rare years, that they haven't been good. Let's face facts. They've always had a great franchise. You win 6 Super Bowls. You know what you're doing, right? So I think that they can get back to winning again if they, execute, play good football, and guys make plays, and they don't have crippling injuries. They need Roethlisberger to be standing up. They don't need him down, getting hit 5-10 times a game and knocked on his ass. They need their receiving core, which is Juju and Washington and then a bunch of nobodies, right? So they need to step up. And then I think Bush in that defense with Watt has to get filthy nasty again, like, old school Steeler football. So if they do those things and they don't have, big star receiver or, either trench side offense, defensive line, injuries to major players, Pouncey and the like, they got to have stability all season long. Obviously, they're going to have injuries. It's who gets injured, I think, that's going to be key, and how they maneuver through those moments of injuries and guys missing and how guys step into those roles when guys are out for 3-4 weeks, whatever. Guys that miss a couple games, you got to manipulate those situations. I think the Steelers have a shot to be good again, but just because those two guys are gone doesn't mean they're going to be good. You know what I mean, Carver High? I mean, honestly.
No, I'm with you. that's a lot of talent that's not there anymore. Those are two really explosive players.
Right.
They were pains in the ass. Well, really, AB was the pain in the ass. The Bell thing was more just, you know.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous that he didn't play last year. It is what it is. And they don't have those guys anymore. And they had some guys internally that are going to have to step up. Connor's going to have to be good again. Juju's going to have to be better now that he's the top guy.
He's the man now.
But it's not like new guys walked in when those two guys walked out. You know, that's the same squad they had last year.
Do you think Schuster can manipulate secondaries without his buddy Brown getting all the attention?
That's the key for them this year, is to find that out.
Because will defenses just key on him and then they won't have anybody open?
Does he take that step to become one of the top line guys in the league? Because he has the opportunity to do that now.
Or will he be exposed without his, the trouble on the other side?
And you find out that he needs somebody else with him.
Right. Brad in Cleveland.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Brad.
Pharrell, how you doing?
I'm all right, dude.
I'm enjoying his beatdown Cleveland's putting on the Yankees.
I bet you are.
Yeah, just like we're going to do to your Steelers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That should be fun. I look forward to it.
Guys are enjoying the beatdown. The game's been over for about 3.5 hours.
Thanks.
It was 7-0 in the first inning. The Yanks have position players giving up 5-6 runs. I mean, if you're an Indian fan, it's fun. But guess what? The Yankees are 40 games over 500. Okay? So they gave up
24 hits to the Indians tonight. So I guess you could pop your champagne bottles.
They've played well enough that they could take a night off.
You guys have had so much success, you know, with the World Series and everything, with all your championships that you haven't won. So, I mean, you know, it's easy to talk big tonight with your win in the middle of August that means jack shack. But when it comes to what hangs on the wall, take a look. It won't go long, the conversation with us. 27 of them. 27 world titles. How many you got? The Indians, I mean, you know. Anyone? 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 Bueller? Anyone?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, make sure you sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com because college football starts next Saturday. Of course, pro football starts that first week of September. You got to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Plus, all our killer baseball snags, boxing, MMA picks are second to none. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Every pick, every game, every day, the best picks, the best price. Sign up today, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Rick Haro is off to the BMW Golf in Chicago this weekend. He's on a bench, our sports, legal, and business insider on CBS Sports Radio. Mr. Haro.
The Try Not to Suck tournament. Fourth in a row that Joe Matt has done every Monday in August.
That's right.
Not too excited to go into that game after what happened in the Phillies game tonight, huh?
The Grand Slam.
Yeah, the Cubs were up 5-1 in the ninth, and they gave up a 6 spot. So they have some relief issues, but you know we'll try to figure it out. Kimbrel's on IR and et cetera, et cetera. So if you're a Cub fan, you can find some silver lining, but it sure didn't help.
Well, I mean, this tournament that he has every year for the fourth year, he's having it again at Bryn Mawr in Lincolnwood, Illinois. That's a great event. I mean, like, he's so cool. I don't think he would even act like that loss to the Phillies even matters to him at his charity event.
He's totally cool. The Respect 90 Foundation, it's to Chicago, Tampa, Mesa, Arizona, Pennsylvania, all the places he goes. And he's raising about $1 million for charity. Remember a couple of years ago when they had a series of non-off-day drudgery Mondays? This was the first one in a long time, but yet a lot of the players came out. Respect for him. Tom Ricketts is a contributor to the book. He's been involved. The Cubs have given dollars to this. So, you know, really excited about this event. So, you know, whether the Cubs play well or not, don't take away from Madden, because this is an incredible charity.
I got to tell you, I find it strange, to be honest with you, that a guy that wins the World Series and that makes the playoffs just about every year. I mean, they've literally, since he's been there, had more success than they've ever had in their entire history. And that people talk about firing him if they don't win the World Series this year, I think is insanity.
Well, he says that his optimism about returning to the Cubs is very high. You know, newspapers need stuff to write about, but it would be a tragic mistake. He's the smartest guy in the room. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, incredibly charitable, amazingly thoughtful. You know, every day he tries something new. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it does. He's been batting the pitcher eighth a few times this year.
Right.
And everybody says, that's Joe Maddon. Usually his stuff works. So I hope it doesn't come to that.
I don't think that it would behoove them to fire him. I actually don't believe right now, this is just me, that there's anyone out there that could actually manage the Cubs even remotely in the same vicinity as what he's been able to do with the Cubs. I think he is the perfect choice to stay there, and they'd be foolish to get rid of him. The NFL has cemented more of its plans to celebrate their 100th season. What is the plan?
Plan is to have a whole bunch of different local stuff to appease fans. So there is a Fantennial weekend. Saquon Barkley will have his quad challenge. Even, you know, like, I hope it's for Kansas City fans. The part of the NFL deal is that you can get to have Travis Kelce show up at your wedding. I'm not sure that that's exciting to me or anybody else for that matter, but that's your option. And so high school flag football games every weekend. NFL's doing it right for their 100th anniversary.
Hey, Mafia, you're getting married. Would you like Travis Kelce to show up at your wedding? Mafia got engaged last weekend. Here
Only
we go.
Only if he pays for it.
Only if he pays for the wedding. The Raiders.
Well, yeah. Oh, for the whole wedding? Oh,
yeah.
Forget it. No, yeah, forget it.
But so that'd be like a lunch tab for him.
Yeah, exactly. Even less. So, hey, congratulations, man.
There you go, Mafia. The Raiders deal with Allegiant Airlines. When they cut the deal, I'm not even being mean when I say this. We had to spend like 5 minutes trying to figure out if anyone had ever heard of the airline.
Well, they go to second level cities, and it's I know the airline because they cut a deal with Minor League Baseball, and they're perfect for them because they're in 160 markets. This is the big leagues, $25 million bucks a year, cash and in kind. Maury Gallagher is the CEO. The company is headquartered in Vegas. And by the way, it's steep, but let's remember Pro Bowls, no, but Super Bowls, Final Fours, concerts, big stuff, including UNLV and the Raiders themselves. So they're going to be known for this stadium for years. Steep, but maybe worth it.
Yeah, I guess. So it is a smart move by them. But American Airlines is paying $90 million over 10 years to sponsor a new plaza at the Rams and Chargers Inglewood Stadium.
Yeah, let's remember, you know what the plaza is? It's one of those four entryways. And so if you have one, you might have two or three or four. And $9 million a year times 10 years, that's $90 million times maybe four plazas. Then you get around to naming the deal. And the naming deal is going to be much higher than that. So, hey, it's a $5 billion stadium, so someone's got to pay something.
So the Pro Bowl is staying in Orlando.
Staying in Orlando. People in Hawaii not too excited about it, but they're going to do it in January 26th. Major sporting events in Central Florida, WrestleMania, other stuff, $100 million in economic impact. And as you know, The Pro Bowl is one weekend, and everybody heads down to Miami for the Super Bowl 54.
So, Rick Harrell with us, our Sports Business Insider. I'm going to throw this all in together. The Rogers Cup, they want to make the pay for the women equal to the men's in Toronto. Tennis Canada, a lot of the people there want to make that happen. And then you've got the ATP WTA City Open. They broke an attendance record in D.C. Over 78,000 fans watched that tournament, so that's positive. But I want to ask you about those things and Nick Kyrgios's behavior. I mean, this is the new John McEnroe. This guy's absolute temper tantrum meltdowns. His game doesn't equate to McEnroe, but his outbursts do.
Well, you know, God bless the summer series that they're getting some interest. Montreal, Washington. Those are usually placeholders on hard court before the U.S. Open starts, which thankfully is only a week and a half away. You know, with Kyrgios, you would have thought with Hawkeye and all of that stuff, that we wouldn't have a whole lot of arguments. But listen, if the guy wants to act like a baby and nobody really cares whether he wins or loses, go right ahead. And nobody's going to watch him anyway.
Do you, you've seen this guy. Did you see what he did in Cincinnati the other night? What do you think of his, just absolute crazy behavior toward the umpire? Like, it was, it was really bad. And then a week before that, he threw a water bottle at a ref. It was, and he said it slipped out of his hand. Meanwhile, he threw it like a pitcher at him.
Yeah, well, listen, he snapped, and frankly, it's time for some suspensions, right? And maybe the behavior gets changed. I don't know. I mean, I could care less, because if the guy starts winning, maybe you take him seriously.
Listen, you and I love tennis, and I actually think every time I watch him, I'm just waiting for the guy to explode. I don't even care about his game. I like his meltdowns. They're fun to watch, to be honest with you. It's better than for me watching Serena start crying and quitting. I know she's the greatest player ever, but watching her have her little meltdowns, see how they treat the difference between her and this guy? Like her, everybody feels sorry for him. They want to put him in prison.
You know what I miss? Where are the Sharapova grunts? We haven't heard those in 2 years.
Well, actually, I was out, and believe it or not, on Hudson Street tonight hitting ground strokes with her, and I was arrested for that.
Are you arrested?
Yes.
Oh, okay. God bless you. There's some new information.
FedEx Cup now worth $15 million, an increase of 50% from last year.
Yeah, and they're tinkering with the format. What do you think of the final? So, you know, I'm BMW tomorrow. That's the semi. Already we're over with the FedEx Cup. What do you think of the handicap system next week when, for example, Koepka starts, 10 strokes better than everybody else because of the point system? It's kind of a weird way to play a
tournament.
That's
crazy. That's like playing handicap golf with you. You always give me 10 strokes.
Well, but you deserve it. I mean, that's the difference of it. You got to take advantage. If anybody wants to go to PharrellOnTheBench.com/worst swing in the world, they can watch Pharrell.
Sure. I think I have a nice golf swing. You've seen plenty of great golf strokes from my hands. Let's talk about the Players Weekend in Baseball, August 23rd through 25th. That 25th, I'll be flying to Vegas to do a week of shows starting on the 26th.
Well, that's awesome, but guess what Major League Baseball players are doing? They get to put their funky names and nicknames on their backs, Player Weekend Ambassadors. It's similar to what the NFL's My Cause, My Cleats initiative is, where you learn a little bit more about the player, his walk-up stuff, what his nicknames are, the colors, batting glove, wristbands, compression sleeve. It's a good time to do this for a lot of the teams when they're hopelessly out of the wild card race and nobody cares.
So, a lot of attention on NASCAR, their media engagement, promotion within core markets, and the discount tire deal. But the reality is the Earnhardt airplane crash today is what people are really talking about.
Well, people are really talking about it. God bless he and his wife, right? So could you imagine, well, we don't even want to talk about it, but the Earnhardts have been cursed with a fatal crash years ago and maybe blessed with this car, with this plane crash where people walk away. Did you see the video?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, unbelievable.
So the Little League World Series underway. I see this study by the Aspen Institute that kids stop playing sports when they're 11. What's up with that?
Well, this is really important. So 28% of the kids aged 6 to 12 play team sports on a regular basis, down from 45% years before. So, and here's the problem. These travel teams, expensive, big deals, it costs $20,000 for, on average, you sports guys to kind of get in the middle of it. And at the end of the day, you can't afford it, and the kids from the downtrodden neighborhoods are the ones who suffer because they can't afford these teams anymore. Meanwhile, we're getting fatter and we're not playing well.
Top tech story, USA Basketball commits to Twitch as a streaming partner.
Hey, Twitch is going to be this year's DirecTV, because everybody now is accepting that Twitch is a normal medium. Hey, just in time for the bid cycle. So look for Twitch to make some major inroads with the NFL, NBA, and otherwise. And so part of the deal is that they get to do the live streaming platform through 2020, but then they get to branch out.
The power of sports. How about Drew Brees partnering with Surf Soccer, and then the Guinness Record Soccer event will raise tons of money for youth sports around the world.
Pass back and forth, 2,000 people, the longest passing ever. I'm not sure I get too excited about it, but hey, if you pay a certain amount of money, you get a T-shirt. If you pay more, you actually get your picture in Guinness Book of World Records. And everybody loves to have a world record, even if it's something that sounds like it's made up. Hey, but the bottom line is it's charity, so good for us. Good for them.
Next Saturday, your and my beloved Canes take on the Gators in the opener in college football. Who do you like with Jaren Williams at quarterback for the U?
A little nervous about it, but the bottom line is I think it's going to be one of those upsets. Just like the LSU game ruined the Canes season last year, I think the Gators game makes their season this year. What do you think?
So you like the it sounds like you like the Canes to knock off the favored Gators.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. There you have it.
Hey, but that's my heart.
And will Josh Rosen get the starting job with the Dolphins?
I've been watching. I think so. Although I spent some time with Fitzpatrick, and I know he's a fellow Harvard guy. He's a cool guy to talk to, even if he shouldn't be starting an NFL game. But I think the Dolphins are going to play better than people expected. But if you expect to be 3-13, I'm not sure what that means.
Do you think Stephen Ross will silently, behind the scenes, try to get rid of Kenny Stills after the little public display of confrontation with the owner of the team?
Yeah, the public display thing is unfortunate because, you know, I do like the new coach, and he had a good comment. He said, look, if you have a complaint, Steve Ross, here's his number, go call him. And they probably should have worked it out privately and quietly. So, you know, now that the biggest thing that happens more than anything else, they got this new free agent wide receiver. Watch him, Preston Williams. That makes other wide receiver moves for the Dolphins a little easier to do.
The Super Bowl is in Miami this year. That's the only good football you'll be seeing down there on the pro side. You know, literally at the end of the year, the Super Bowl in Miami, that's all you have to live for. The Dolphin season is going to be a nightmare. Rick, thanks. Have a good trip to Chicago.
Thank you. Made my week. Thanks a lot. I'll see you next week.
There he is, Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio. So coming up at the top, we're going to talk to the Yammer, Mike Yam, and we'll get into a little Pac-12 football preview as I talked last night about the Huskies and Ducks being the favorites. I saw a big story about Todd Helton and the USC Trojans. What's the status of the men of Troy? And how about Stanford? They got some big home games this year in Palo Alto. Can the Cardinal and Mr. Shaw be effective again on the football field? And the Yammer was hanging out with Stanford football today. We have a lot going on this show tonight. Later, Kyle Goon from the Southern Cali News Group talking about Boogie Cousins blowing out his left ACL. It was the same leg as the Achilles tear. And his career hanging in the balance. 855-212-4CBS. Get on the bench. Just call. This is CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.